With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. It's 12:33. Riverside County health officials are notifying those who may have been exposed to active tuberculosis at the Kaiser Permanente Moreno Valley Oncology Clinic. While the risk for contracting the disease is low, both Kaiser Permanente and the health department urge those receiving notification to be tested. About 440 letters have been sent by Riverside University Health System Public Health to patients urging them to be tested for tuberculosis at any Kaiser Permanente lab. The testing is being done at no charge. Kaiser Permanente representatives worked in collaboration with county health officials to determine who may have been exposed to the illness and assisted in compiling the list of those individuals who would receive notification letters. Those who did not receive notification are considered not to be at risk for exposure, and TB testing is not recommended. Tuberculosis is a disease spread through the air during prolonged, repeated, and close contact with an individual who is infected with active tuberculosis. People can contract TB when breathing air exhaled by someone who is sick with the illness. When left untreated, TB can result in serious complications. TB is not spread by shaking hands, sharing food or drink, or via bed linens or toilet seats. Not everyone infected with TB bacteria becomes sick. A person with inactive TB cannot spread it to others. The family of a man who drowned in Oceanside on Sunday during a family beach trip has identified the victim as Jose Julian Alvarez, 31, of Victorville in San Bernardino County, News 8 San Diego reported Monday. Alvarez was reported missing by his family after he'd not returned from a swim near Lifeguard Tower 4 for several hours. At about 9 p.m., passerby reported seeing an unconscious man in waters about a half mile away from where the man had been swimming, Oceanside Police Sergeant Ronnie Harper said. The man did not respond to treatment from first responders and was pronounced dead at the scene. Police confirmed it was the same man for whom they'd been searching. Mental health experts and advocates are weighing in on a California strategic plan for suicide prevention. Cap Radio's Sammy Keola has details.
The last state suicide plan came out in 2008. The Mental Health Services Oversight and Accountability Commission is putting together a new version. Toby Ewing is the executive director.
I think we know more about what is necessary in order to prevent suicide. There's more engagement with the public. These are conversations that people are having.
The current draft recommends ramping up peer support networks, restricting access to guns, and teaching healthy social media use in schools. Pashi Walker with NorCal Mental Health America pushed for more resources for LGBTQ youth and better data collection on suicide in this population.
Just because they've made all kinds of recommendations doesn't mean that any of them will be taken into account. It will take advocates to make sure that the state is held accountable to those recommendations.
After the plan is approved by the commission, it goes to the legislature and the governor for consideration. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
Plastic waste is plaguing the world. But closer to home in California's ocean in the sky, microplastics have become an issue. Capital Public Radio's Ezra David Romero reports.
The plastic found in the sand on Lake Tahoe's beaches are the size of grains of rice or smaller. UC Davis scientist Katie Semth is leading a microplastic study at the lake. Her results will come out this fall.
We believe that the greatest source of plastics in Tahoe is actually trash that's not disposed of properly. And that's something that everyone who goes to the beach can have a big role in preventing.
A similar study is going on at the Desert Research Institute in Reno, but they are looking at plastic in the water. Semth says the bummer about finding microplastics in Tahoe is that there's no real technology available to remove the fragments of water bottles, flip-flops, and beach chairs. In Sacramento, I'm Ezra David Romero.
With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.